Danger.
All range mode.
Not good on strength.
I'm Charlie. Hello, welcome to season 1, episode 9 of the All Range Mode podcast. I've got Chad to my right. To Chad's right, we've got Doug. And how's it going today, everyone? Thanks for tuning in. What's up, folks? What do we got this week here going on?
Going on in our lives.
Doug, did anybody come into Starbucks and use the wrong pronunciation for things this week?
Why, as you mentioned it, that is a huge pet peeve of mine. When people come up to the counter and ask me for a croissant.
Croissant?
And they're only French for that one word.
Yeah.
The joke is, no, but we've got some croissants.
Croissants? Murky book.
Croissant? Oh yeah, we got those.
I'm gonna mix it.
Croissant, right?
Oh, I can't mix it in because it didn't record. We lost like just a couple of minutes of podcast because we didn't have the microphone plugged
pretty
in.
Pretty good. If you couldn't tell, that joke was super forced. I really didn't like retelling it for the second time. I didn't get any laughs from you guys. Your laughs fuel me.
I was trying to be engaged by it, but I couldn't.
Oh, well, I think it was obvious that something was up.
Yeah,
I would just arbitrarily ask you.
But hopefully you guys laughed at it.
Any pet peeves you have? La pointe.
So, how's your week, guys?
I had a great week.
Yeah?
It was basically a lot of homework.
Oh, great.
Which made it great.
Cool.
Yeah, that sucked.
I started watching my Hobbit Blu-rays in reverse order.
Lord of the Rings, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the Hobbit doesn't come out till this December, Joe.
Lord of the Rings Blu-rays?
Did you fast forward to 2015?
Excuse me, do you have a time machine I'm not aware of? Because if so, I'd like to borrow it and also watch those Hobbit Blu-rays.
I want to watch them in proper order.
If so, I'll just stop this podcast right now. Fast forward to 2015 and watch the Hobbit Blu-rays in proper order.
Okay, well, I've been watching my Lord of the Rings Blu-rays in reverse order. Reverse order, because I wanted to see the ending of Return of the King.
So good.
I didn't even make it to the end. I fell asleep. But I will do this. I turned the movie on and it's fucking long, man.
It's like almost 4 hours.
I wasn't ready to go. I don't know if I wasn't ready to nerd out or if it's wearing off on me. I really need to see I really need The Hobbit so it can refresh my interest. But I turned the movie on and it was the scene where the enemy ships are coming and you've got Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli waiting and they casually say, like, stop the boats or we're going to attack you or something like that, or stop the boats or we'll stop them for you. And the crazy pirates are like, oh, you wouldn't want army. And Aragorn, super suave, just goes like, this army. And the ghost army or whatever shoots up from behind him.
I love that part.
Well, it's fine in context, but like as my introduction back into the series.
Oh wait,
like,
so you're saying you started on the second?
I started on disc 2.
That was your first mistake, man. What's wrong with you? I've been rewatching them as well, and I've went in proper order.
No, that's a weird thing that I've got. Like if I open up a magazine, usually I start at the end and flick back to the beginning, or if there's a small internet post, I'll usually go to the bottom and read the first paragraph first, and then go up. I don't know why. I feel just more comfortable doing it that way.
Weird. I think people put a lot of time into what they want you to see first or
I don't know.
First
it's something with me. I need to know where the end is. I don't know.
You just want to know how it ends first?
It's just a weird anxious thing that I go through. I need to start at the end.
That's IGN conditioning. Reading reviews, you go right to the bottom. Yeah, okay.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I read IGN too much. But anyway, so I put the second disc on. It was that scene. And I was just like, I'm going to dive into the commentary. So I put on Peter Jackson and the writer's commentary, which is which is pretty bad because the writer is his wife, and Peter Jackson's kind of a flaky guy, so it's just like,
I don't think they're married.
Ah, mom, I think they are.
Philippa Boyens.
I think they're, well, one of the writers is his wife.
Are you really sure?
Pretty sure. We can. I'll look it up when you guys.
Noah Jackson.
No, I don't know. I'll look it up. But it's just Peter Jackson talking about like, this was really fun to shoot, and that's yeah. And then this was a good camera angle. We got the spider. You know, this is one of my favorite spider camera angles.
Let me ask you a question because you watch a lot.
And then the wife is just like, "Oh yes, yes."
My question to you is, because you have the most experience watching commentaries. Do you find commentaries where the movies are based on books are a lot less interesting?
I haven't really broken them down into that criteria.
How the story came together.
It's
movie.
The Fight Club commentary is really good.
Yeah.
I think it's just whoever's involved.
Okay.
The best commentaries are comedies because it's like a second set of jokes just to watch the movie with. You get like all the actors.
The actors doing it.
Yeah. Like any of those really Apatow comedies, you'll have Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Judd Apatow. They're all there and they're pretty much just making more jokes for you while you watch the movie. One of the top commentaries of all time is Old School. It's the best. Listening to Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell just go like doing second takes of jokes. It's fucking hilarious. And the Fight Club one's really good. Brad Pitt's pretty funny.
I recently watched that Undeclared show, and the episode where Will Ferrell's in it is hilarious.
What's Undeclared?
It's a Judd Apatow show about like Seth Rogen. Who else is in it? Jason Segel
plays the boyfriend. He's
really
the
a bunch of them, and it's just them in university.
TV show?
Yeah.
There was only one season of it, I think. Right?
Yeah, it got canceled. That other kid too, funny. That Baruchel, Jay Baruchel is in it. He's one of the main characters.
But there's an episode with Ben Stiller's in an episode too. That was also really funny.
So is
Jason Segel's stepdad? Adam Sandler too, and his crew.
Yes,
Grandma's boy guy.
How did that fail?
It was before most of those actors got famous. Like,
yeah,
obviously not Ben Stiller and stuff like that. But this is all them. Like, the show's about 10 years old.
I think I did see this.
There's another show. What's the other one called?
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks is the bad one.
Well, Freaks and Geeks is more like
what's more for kids.
I think I've seen Baby Seth Rogen going to high school or college.
That's Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks is high school. College is Undeclared.
Oh.
So
Undeclared is good. It's on
Netflix. Did you see the episode where they try and convince the girls to play Truth or Dare?
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. Where they just like, they put on a dialogue and it's so bonehead. Like, tell me the truth. I dare you not to, or something like that.
They basically script the whole thing before they invite the girls over because they want to make out with all the chicks. And it's hilarious.
Are you telling me the truth? I dare you to ask me that again. And they just go, the girls are like, oh my god, we should play Truth or Dare. And they're all just like, They're all in on the joke. Yeah, it's a pretty good show. So I didn't get through Return of the King, but I am excited to go back and watch that ending again, and just kind of with an open mind.
It's crazy because you watched the second disc, and Mandy and I watched the first disc today. We didn't make it through.
I also watched the first disc a couple days ago with Kyle.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's long as fuck, eh?
It's long as fuck, well, but I can't wait for the second disc. Like probably tomorrow night, I'm gonna.
Yeah, the second disc is where like the first disc ends with like Minas Tirith, mm-hmm. that battle beginning. And man, it's so good that there were a lot of scenes that I completely forget. Like
me too.
Like there was one scene where Frodo, Sam, and Gollum are walking through just some forest, and they see that old Gondorian king statue,
mm-hmm.
and it's headless on the ground. It was like
where the sun shines through on it.
Yeah,
you're talking about
like,
that scene. Yeah,
I've never seen this before.
You know what? Is that an extended scene?
That's an extended scene, and I don't think I've ever like watched the first disc of
you
the extended.
Noticed it in Return of the King. I don't know if I've ever seen it extended more than one time. I think to this day, the movie I've seen the most times in my whole life is Fellowship.
Yeah, absolutely.
That summer that came out on DVD,
oh
I watched it every single day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I knew you did because I was watching it with you.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a grade 9 summer of fellowship, man.
Yeah. I think I narrowed it down to my one pet peeve about movie endings is when the end of the movie will jump in time. You know, where it's...
Shows them in the future, you mean? Like,
yeah, it were, you know, you get the end of that story, and then it jumps 30 years, and then it'll jump another 30 years, and just, like, kind of give you this... I don't like my endings to be endings, really. That's kind of the big thing.
You like to make it up for yourself.
Well, no, I don't need to be told what happens in the future. I like it more to be a single, isolated story.
But this is already written.
Yeah, I know.
As an ending.
Yeah, I know. It's just my pet peeve, where I don't like it to jump so far in the future. Or those where it'll show like just a screen cap of the actor and then tell you what happened to that character. Yeah. Those are usually reserved for comedies. But so I guess they're okay. But yeah, it jumps ahead a couple of times. And it's like, oh, and then 10 years later this happened. And then 10 years later they got on that boat or whatever.
But you're not talking about the end. You're just talking about through the movie, right?
Sorry?
You're just talking about that happening through the movie?
No, that happens all right at the end of the movie. Like, after the ring is destroyed, they jump a lot. And you know what? I think maybe I'm reserving a little bit of frustration because my favorite thing about how it all ended was that Merry and Pip went back to protect Hobbiton from, like, the overflow of kind of evil that still was running around, even after Mordor was taken down. Or, what's his name?
Sauron,
yeah. There was still overflow of orcs and all that jazz. And Merry and Pip protected Hobbiton because they had grown and they could ride horses. And that's not in the movies. And I really attached myself to those two characters.
I'm glad that wasn't in the movie, so...
They grew big enough to ride horses and they're the only ones who could.
Yeah.
And
show that in the extended of Two Towers.
Yeah, Two Towers, they show them growing.
The Fangorn water or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no emphasis on it for the rest of the movie. Like, movies, they just... They don't show them taller in Return of the King or anything like that.
Well, think of how long the movies are. And it couldn't be much longer. Like, we watched the first disc today and was just like, let's pick up the second disc in another day.
Hear they're saying The Hobbit's going to be the shortest...
But still,
movies.
2 hours and 40
I'm
minutes.
I'm so excited. Well,
which is great. Yeah. With still credits, it's going to be 2.5 hours. Perfect length.
Perfect.
I'd love it to be 8 hours. True. I mean...
No, I think it's going to be better. I think The Hobbit will be better.
Well, it'll be up to date. That's for
sure. I'm so concerned.
I'm not.
Thinking like... Fellowship is the best movie of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. By far. Well...
It's hard for me to
say by far.
It's the best. I don't know. It has the.
It's because you have that opening scene.
There's really good structure. It's easy to follow. There's not many branching stories. It was just easy to follow. You were engaged in all the characters. All the characters were together. And
the original Star Wars trilogy doesn't suffer from that as much, but the prequels really do. The prequel trilogy, like, especially because there was so much going on in Revenge of the Sith, they were constantly jumping back and forth. Actually, the worst one was Episode 2, no thanks, where they're jumping... You know what? This is boring. I'm not going to talk about Star Wars right now.
No?
But yeah, I agree. Yeah, like, they jump... Jumping around in movies, it does get kind of frustrating. I do like it more when it's one specific story. I mean, I guess television does that. Television's constantly jumping around where you won't even get characters for certain episodes.
You're talking about you don't like the flashback between Frodo and Sam and then going
back
to the other
characters?
No.
I mean, in Fellowship, there wasn't any of that because they were all together.
Yeah, they hadn't...
You know, a little bit with Gandalf was going to, meet with...
Saruman?
Yeah. So there was a little bit of side quest with him, but generally we stayed with Frodo and his posse.
Yeah, but I mean the fellowship. The rest of the fellowship doesn't get introduced till more than halfway through that movie.
Imagine it was called Posse of the Ring. Frodo's posse.
You know what's funny? We didn't talk about movies and we just kind of organically came into
started
this conversation.
Talking about movies, yeah. I guess so.
I'd like to move it over to TV, if I could.
Good idea. We haven't talked about TV at all on the show, and there's so many great shows out.
Well, we've talked about TV.
I watch, right now, Community and Sons of Anarchy. Those are the shows I watch.
Is Sons of Anarchy good? I've heard it's for chicks.
I've heard it's great.
It's alright.
I've heard it's very good, and chicks like it. Sorry, by chicks I mean women.
It's alright. It's hard to like the characters because they're all fucking criminals and assholes.
Hellboy's a scum kind of thing.
Yeah, like they're all kind of shitty, but like sometimes you kind of care for them, but other times it's kind of hard, and they make you try and attach yourself to these characters and care about what happens to them. But it's,
what season are they on right now?
I think it's 5.
Are you up to date on it?
I'm season 3. Oh. I'm the end of season 3. I have the season finale to watch, but...
Have you been watching Walking Dead?
Yes. I think the first 2 episodes were fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really good so far.
Well, it was really cool because they were saying, I think it was the director, was saying that he's a big fan of time passing in real life translated into the show. Do you know what I mean? So from episode 2, or from season 2 to season 3, it's supposed to be as much time
3
has gone on.
Right?
It's been 1 season from 2 to 3. Like... winter happened, and this is where they are now. So a couple months later.
Oh.
But that introduction
scene... So, like, if I'm watching an episode in July, it should be July on the show?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Or, no, not like that, sorry. But I'm talking about the elapsed period of time. Like, 3 months.
Okay, so 3 months.
Or 4 months, or whatever, 5 months. That's how long they're saying it's been in the show. Because they reference it in the show saying it was a hard winter or something.
Yeah.
So, they just got through winter. But I thought that opening scene with all the characters, how it was just silent... was great.
Yeah.
Just like, talking about episode 1. They look, yeah, season 3, episode 1. They just look badass, and...
That show is starting... It's more and more turning into... Did you watch Firefly and Serenity?
Yeah.
It seemed like what the characters were doing in that show is what I'm like, just fucking shoot the guy. Or, you know, like, beat this guy up. Or do something. It's always like, yes, finally, they just did it already. The one guy if I can say... Side quest, they call them side quests, but in Firefly, I think it's episode 2, when he says, now here's all the money, you bring this back to your boss and tell him that, you know, we're all cleared up, and the guy who's tied up is just saying, like, I'll never do that, next time I see you, you better pack a gun, because I'm going to kill you the next time I see you, and so, Malcolm, the captain, just boots him into the jet engine. He's like, okay, boots him in, like the guy flies to the jet engine, they put down the next guy in line, like, alright, here's the money, do you tell your boss that we're all settled up? And I'm like, fuck off.
That was the part that made me like that show.
Yeah,
because it was like, what'd you say, it was the second episode?
I think it's episode 2, yeah.
Yeah, so I got through the first episode, then I was watching that, and I was like, I like this show, I can't wait to watch the next one.
Oh, I love
that. That was awesome.
Yeah, and in the movie too, every time he walks into a room and the guy's like, oh, Malcolm Reynolds, you shouldn't have come. Malcolm will just pull out his pistol and shoot him. Like, he'll quick draw and boom! And I'm like, why don't more people do that in movies? And, you know, it's just Joss Whedon writing. You get the same thing out of Avengers.
Yeah.
We're like, cool stuff. It's like, yes, okay, that's exactly what I would have done. I'm glad that wasn't any bullshit. So, getting back to it, I think Walking Dead is finally becoming that show.
Mm-hmm.
Where episode 2, I was frightened. I'm like, you know, Shane's gone. And now we just have this new Shane, represented by the leader of those inmates. And I was just hate this guy. And they were laying it on so thick. And then by the end of the episode, Rick is just... I'm sorry. Do you mind?
I don't care.
So, but like...
I'm interested to know.
So, full spoilers ahead.
Yeah, full spoilers. So, you know, Shane was killed. He was the badass. He was always getting on Rick's nerves.
Yeah.
So they go to the prison, and then like halfway through infiltrating the prison, they find a bunch of inmates who have no idea what's going on. So, long story short...
They don't know that...
They don't know that they've held them... Well, they know there's a zombie apocalypse, but they've held themselves in the cafeteria and blocked the doors and haven't left for months.
So
they find them in there.
There's this little crew of inmates, and they've got this leader who's just like Shane. He's hot-headed, and he's a redneck, and he's all, like, you know, talking shit the whole time. And it seemed like every 5 minutes he was pulling out his pistol.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got so annoyed by that. He's like, you want to say something? Pulls out the gun.
And then everyone, they would all pull up
and
their
then they
guns.
Would all pull their guns, like, ain't happening here, bro. Ain't happening here.
Not today, boy.
So it's like, I'm like, no, please no. And sure enough, the guy pisses Shane off, or sorry, pisses Rick off too much and puts Rick's life in danger. And Rick's just like, what is the shit happens? The guy says, oh, shit happens, bro. And Rick's like, yeah, shit happens. And Rick just pulls out a machete and clocks this guy in the head. Kills him dead.
Then it's like, yes! It was so great the way that what happened right after that, too, because all the other inmates in his group were the leader, and just Rick's group just like pushes them all on their knees and just puts a gun to their head, like, are we killing all these guys? Is that what's happening? Yeah. Do you want us to just kill them all?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with Walking Dead is, like, it hasn't shown it yet.
It's
show,
getting better and
but
better.
But everybody knows the. It's supposed to be about how awful the people are. I think I talked about this in episode 3, I think.
Yeah.
The tagline for it is
himself kind of thing.
Well, the tagline is like something. Fuck, I can't.
Fear the dead, fear the living.
No. It's like in a world ruled by the dead, we're finally forced to start living.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like you just.
Well, yeah. It seems like since Rick found out that they're all infected, there's no gray area anymore. It's just, if you're getting in my way, if you're gonna risk my life, then he just will kill you. And it's getting really good. Yeah. I was so happy. Like, I almost feel like they wrote that guy so bad just so that the death scene paid off. I mean, he was dead after like 20 minutes. But yeah, Rick's starting to turn around, and even the wife is, all the things that have come up in the past two seasons. She's a terrible mother. She cheated on her husband, like, after a week or something like that. Yeah. She just fessed up to it. She's like, I know I'm not a good wife, and you have your reservations about my mother, like, my skills as a mother. And it's just like, they're laying it all out. I feel like they're really taking a lot of good steps moving forward in this show.
I'm really, once this season's over, I'll go through, I've read the comic books, and I'd like to talk about the comparisons, like, seeing the differences they're doing. Already, there's some slight differences.
And, well, yeah, Shane was a big part of season 2, and he died right away.
I mean in season 3.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
Because so far, the comics have followed book, like, chapter 1 is season 1, chapter 2 is season 2, with some overlay.
Yeah.
And slight changes. But yeah, like, chapter 3, they get to the prison. That's the start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Chad, you have to watch Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, man.
You have to be up to date with that. It's the best.
Don't spoil it.
I know. I don't even want to spoil it, because that's how it's so awesome. And
it's really good.
I heard, like, yeah. Yeah.
I was talking to my manager, and we were just talking about Walking Dead, and I was like, what other shows do you watch? And she was like, she said, like, Sons of Anarchy and stuff, and she's like, oh, you know, my husband's favorite show is Sopranos, and he still watches that all the time. I was like, do you watch Boardwalk? And she was like, no, I want to start too. And I was like, oh my god. Tell your husband, like, when you get home tonight, tell your husband to throw on Boardwalk. If The Sopranos is his favorite show and he's still rewatching it, like, he's gonna love this show.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Even Boardwalk had a pretty weak episode last week.
I haven't seen that episode yet, and I read a really bad review of it, and I'm just after
bad
the follow
review.
Up of episode 5.
Yeah. Well, but they've earned it.
IGN.
They've earned that bad episode, because
It was amazing. Fucking bang on, yeah.
It's been, like, what is that? Was that episode 5?
No, I
think it was 6. Yeah. So the first 5
Holy
episodes.
Shit, it's already been 6
yeah,
weeks.
The first
dude,
5.
It's done in a month. That's a great thing about HBO. They don't take
breaks. How many episodes are there?
10.
Well, sometimes they take that hiatus.
It's done in a month, but there's only 6 episodes.
Well, a month is going to be 4 more episodes, right? There's 6 out right now, so that'll make 10.
Jesus.
It's been really good.
And the season's over.
Season 3 will be done.
Wow.
You'll have all of them for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah, but I have 2 and 3 to watch.
Oh my god, you didn't watch season 2 yet?
No.
Dude.
You know Jimmy's dead, right?
Maybe someone will get that joke.
Jimmy's dead.
We know Jimmy's dead, right?
I mean, that's pretty good, I suppose.
What else on TV? I've been watching so much TV.
Comic Book Man.
Yeah, Comic Book Man. There's
you
know, really
if you like
the
show, you're gonna just love that show. It's great to throw
yeah,
on.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I contemplated getting rid of my cable television, and
what made you keep it?
Well,
it was old. How the fuck did you even do that?
Same crowd.
What is that?
I thought that was going to spill.
It was because I just opened down. It, and then I picked it up on that end and just went for it.
Oh, I got to take a picture of that. We got to post it. We're gonna post it on the
no thumbs. No thumbs needed.
Oh my god.
Podcast title.
Look at how he holds it. Wait a minute. Well, I gotta get a close up of that. Let me get one more. Awesome. One more. Okay.
It's slipping.
Alright, there it is.
Of course it's slipping.
I can sit from like this all day.
Best thing ever.
I can sit dude like all day. Oh gosh,
what were we talking about? Oh yeah,
I remember. Oh yeah. Okay, so I don't know. Like we do watch a lot of TV, and it's all like in HD. I record movies on the DVR and stuff like that. And we are getting a pretty good deal. DVR is free, HD is free, and we have a pretty like high end internet.
How much do you pay a month for your internet and your cable?
I don't know, but it's a lot.
Is it like $200?
No, not that much. Not that much. We don't have like Movie Network or anything like that.
Oh.
But so making the choice to keep it, you know, it was just like something we didn't want to get rid of. It wouldn't be worth getting rid of it right now. Because we'd have to up our bandwidth if we were going to start downloading everything, and that would raise the price almost back to what it is. So making the choice to keep it, it's like I've just gone through every channel and set up the DVR to record everything that's new. So like Wilfred, Louie, you know, Always Sunny, the lead.
Oh, new Louie's on right now?
No, new Louie just finished.
Do they have an app to do that yet? Like where you can just go on your phone and set up your DVR?
Yeah, really, but you don't have to go through the schedule and press record. You can go to a show, like for instance, I'm recording The League right now.
Record all?
Yeah, you can say record only new episodes.
Cool.
And then they just show up as your like as your, you know, as they come.
That's awesome.
Movies, I know like FX, HD, Showcase HD, those are the channels that have free movies, and I'll usually just go and look through the next like week or so and then just pick whatever movies I want, press record. I watched Jonah Hex this week, which was horrible. I don't want to talk about it.
Please don't.
So
I don't want to hear about that.
No, it's very bad. But like it was on there, and I watched it. Like on a Thursday night, like Shelby and I watched a lot of TV. We got you know, Office, Parks and Rec. She watches Big Bang Theory. Grey's Anatomy is taping in the background. Up All Night, which is the new Will Arnett show. There's tons of them. Oh, and on Thursdays, Always Sunny and The League. So all of these shows are recording, and it's just like...
Wait, those all can be recording now?
The League is new, and it's awesome.
Those all can be recording at once.
Two shows can be recording at once. So it's rare.
You're watching something?
You have to be watching one of the two. So on a Thursday, it's like, we'll watch one while another one's recording, and then when the second one starts, or the third one starts recording, you go back and watch that one. So it's like, we fit in...
Holy shit!
We fit in all of the shows, like...
That's a lot of planning.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it just... You fit in all the shows that you would record on that Thursday night, and you can watch them all in essentially like 2 hours because you're only watching 20 minutes. Like you're fast forwarding commercials. Yeah. So I've just started going through every channel. Like I started recording Workaholics on Comedy. You guys ever seen that show?
Nope.
It's gained a lot of steam. It. Like that crazy guy with the long curly hair and the mustache. He's pretty iconic. The face that he has. It's pretty hard to miss. So I'd seen it, and I'm like, you know, Comedy Network, I'm not even going to bother. But I heard it was pretty good. I started watching it. It's really good. It's funny. South Park's on every Wednesday. Like, I've just gone through, and I'm recording every show, and then I'll get home from work, and I'll be like, oh, look at this. I don't even check. I don't even flick through the channels.
That is
just,
very convenient.
I just check DVR.
That's awesome, yeah.
You notice the benefits almost right away with DVR. So I just check DVR, and it's got... all the things, like all the back catalog that I want to watch. I don't have HBO, so I download...
Could you live without it?
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, my wife really likes it. My wife really likes it. And no, I wouldn't want it. Let's be honest. I want my fucking TV. Like, I have that TV. I made sure I had an awesome TV. It took me years to try and... I pulled it off. I got a nice TV, okay? Yeah, really. And, like, on a moderately low income family, we have a really nice TV, and the surround sound was a gift from you, thank you very much, for my wedding. And you know, I've got a pretty cool setup, so why not? What am I gonna do, not have TV?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Anyway, so
can you play your Wii in 2.1 surround sound?
2.1 surround sound? Oh, you mean stereo? So anyway, the DVR has paid off, and things like South Park, I love turning it on and watching episodes of South Park. There's like one funny thing per episode that I want to put on all range mode, and I have this week, so I'll post it. It's pretty funny. Stan's dad buys a Blockbuster Video for the Halloween episode.
We're watching this in the car.
he buys Blockbuster Video, and it's like The Shining, because nobody goes to Blockbuster, like, and there's just ghosts walking around like in the Blockbuster Video, like, do you have Turner and Hooch? Ah! As she like fades away. It's pretty good. I'll post that on the Facebook. Pretty funny. You know, for being so anxious and saying I wasn't prepared for this episode, I kind of have a lot to say.
Yeah. I guess that's true too with the DVR. Like, certain things, I'm not going to pay, you could just decide, I'm not going to pay that much attention to this, I'll just throw it on while I'm cooking dinner, and then my favorite shows I'm going to sit down and get right into.
Yeah.
I would really like that. I just need to, I don't know what it is about me and eating food and watching TV.
Oh, I have to do that.
I cannot eat something unless TV's on, and I'll just be like,
do you have popcorn?
I'll just watch this episode of Boardwalk I just watched 2 hours ago.
You don't have a microwave, you need microwave.
Yeah.
Popcorn is the best thing because you don't have to, like, look down. I think that's why popcorn is so good to watch movies, because...
Is that also why you get crumbs of it in your sheets all the time?
Yeah, and...
I sleep in popcorn, but...
Watch somebody eat popcorn.
I live in chips.
They make the weirdest hand gesture movements. They're just... like, as they... You pull out a handful of popcorn...
No one takes it. Who takes a handful?
Most people.
I take that handful.
Most people.
If you're sitting with a bowl yourself...
My own bowl?
You're gonna take a fucking handful and jam it in your mouth?
I take a handful. I do this with chips, too, and I Yoshi it.
Let it stick to your tongue.
Right out of my hand.
Yoshi it.
I've done that ever since I was a kid. Yoshi it.
I eat popcorn one kernel at a time, but I am part of the elite.
Are you fucking crazy? What do you think you are? You eat your chocolate bar with a knife and fork? You eat it one kernel at a time?
Yeah!
That's never gonna be. Oh my god.
Sometimes I'll put two.
Seriously?
At most, I'm using my thumb, my index finger, and my middle
finger.
I swear
to God, I put as much in my hand so that when I'm taking my hand out of the bowl,
that's
it's
why
like,
around you is the messiest fucking thing.
I don't know where I got that from. Maybe it's just from like sharing popcorn bags at movies with people.
You don't want to grab a little bit and keep bothering like, them. Whoa. So you grab a handful.
And then you like sometimes you roll your shirt up and just dump it right in there.
Yeah,
I've done.
You've got
roll.
Your own bag.
Yeah, leave.
But I forever will eat popcorn you. Like that. I eat chips one by one. Chips, I do one by one.
And chips are very popcorn? Salty. And
well,
leave,
when you get
residue.
When you get down to the bottom of the bag, I mean, nobody eats those things.
Okay,
yeah, you
believe,
drink the bottom.
I can't believe you guys eat popcorn by the fucking kernel. Email me. Do you eat it by the kernel? I'm taking a survey. I'm going to start asking everybody.
We should start doing the show live, like, all right, next caller. Do you eat popcorn one kernel at a time? Oh, yeah, I take the handful. This all right, good to know. Next caller.
I don't even believe you guys. I think you're just fucking with me because of how I was holding my beer earlier.
Yeah, so we like to joke about popcorn and how you hold it. Get out of my face.
Whoa!
Tad's uncorking his goblin.
This thing's a year old. It's probably going to kill me.
Goblin beer.
Goblin beer, yes.
Any more movies or TV to talk about?
What did we watch? Nothing. I haven't watched anything else other than Lord of the Rings.
Games.
Something's wrong with the G diffuser. Don't party just yet.
I was thinking about how it's so funny that we, I don't want to say classy, but like we're so proper. We're proper enough that we go to like the symphony, but it's not the symphony. It's Lord of the Rings live, like Lord of the Rings. We Chad and I saw the entire Fellowship movie broadcast live while a symphony was playing the score.
Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Chicago.
Whew, that was. I can't.
I want to go do that again. That
we have to get
must have been
so
awesome.
Much fun.
I'm so jealous.
It was awesome. And I saw like Star Wars in concert, which was also amazing. Like all the every main song, like there like Anthony Daniels is there, the actor who plays C3 Anthony Daniels? Yeah, he plays C3PO. he was there and he was narrating like the story in chronological order. Like, so it started with episode one, and they talked about, it'd be like him just saying, oh, a young boy on, you know, a far off planet, you just happen to have the right abilities or something like that. It was very poetic. And then they would play like that theme mixed in with HD, like IMAX Star Wars playing, and a live symphony. Wow. So, and then they went through all six movies. It was really good. I want to
see. Didn't you say there was a ton of like merch and everything being sold? Oh yeah, it was costumes. That sounds odd. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it was at.
There was nothing really Lord of the Rings specific.
Is it the Palace of Iron Hills?
That's a place.
That is a place.
Yeah, it was at the Palace.
That is a place.
It does exist.
It was at the Palace. It was at the Palace. So like all outside the actual theater, outside the actual like courtyard, not the courtyard, the court. Where they played and there was chairs set up, was all kinds of Star Wars.
What kind of stuff were they selling?
This stuff on sale wasn't that good. It was mostly Star Wars in concert branded stuff.
Ugh.
But there was a lot of
Legos or anything.
No, there was a lot of movie like props hanging around, and we're supposed to be talking about games. Wow, we sidetracked back into movies. But we should go to more of that stuff. I know there's those video games live concerts.
Yeah, they just came out with a new album too.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be
free or something.
Be
fun. They're going to be touring again.
It'd be fun to go see that.
The Chicago thing was so much fun. Just sitting in that open park. Everyone was allowed to drink. Everyone was wasted.
I feel like
were all dressed up. Like, the people, just random people sitting next to us. The guy had a Aragorn's ring.
Oh.
Ring of Barra here.
I've been looking up Aragorn's ring on eBay. I really want it.
It's so cool.
The two serpents with the emerald in the middle of it. That's a great ring.
Before the, when we were at the Hobbit, or sorry.
Like, why do I keep doing that, though? Like, I was weird as fuck.
Why do I keep doing that? Before...
I mean, you'd wear it cool, obviously.
I'd hope.
You wouldn't be a fucking weirdo.
Sorry. No, it's my fault. You guys are talking and I interrupted.
We're talking about Aragorn rings here.
Yeah, before the Fellowship, like, before the movie, the screening started, there was this Twitter feed that would show... Yeah. That would show on the big screen. Like, anybody around could post to Twitter, and it would show up on the big screen. There were some pretty funny ones. I think there was a contest for like funniest post or something like that. And one guy, we're looking at the screen, and it was just, the quote was Sean Bean death scenes, and like me and Chad just start dying laughing. We're like, yeah. Because the guy fucking dies. He dies all over the place. Doug was telling me about how Sean Bean was... he's like, oh yeah, Sean Bean's in...
the new Silent Hill.
Silent Hill 2. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, he was in Silent Hill 1. I'm like, he didn't die?
He died on Silent Hill 2.
But this really large woman who was sitting in front of us... stood up.
Never came from.
She was huge, and she like stood up to adjust like her fucking spandex or whatever the hell she was wearing. And Chad wanted to tweet, they have a cave troll. We didn't tweet it, but we posted it on Facebook.
They have a cave troll.
You took that picture, yeah. They have a cave troll.
You took a picture of her and wrote, they have a cave troll?
On Facebook.
On Facebook. So, on our Facebook. Or local, I guess. But, you know, like, the scenes... And it was almost a detriment. It was almost a detriment to the orchestra that they were dead on perfect.
Such a beast. That's what he just did.
She was a beast.
Oh, man. Such a beast.
Oh, such a beast. Oh.
So it was almost a detriment.
Sorry.
The giggles run on.
It was just, you didn't notice it at all. You were just, oh, such a beast. And then you just didn't pay attention to Joe right away. I had to point it out. Go on. A detriment.
So a detriment to the orchestra was the fact that they, is the fact that they got every single shot dead on. There was not a bleep in the integrity of them doing the score, down to, like, the vocalists.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, when they're in, I forget what scene. No, just
that kind of stuff?
There was the chanting, but, like, a single woman, like, soloist... when they meet Galadriel, I think it is, there's that like Like, it's there's the a really high-pitched female soloist, and the woman who was doing it was dead on. And, like, a couple of times, Chad and I had to... Like, we were...
Hey, you take yourself out of it because you're just used to watching the movie, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy fuck, this is being... This is live.
Yeah, so we're watching it.
Watching the movie.
We're watching it on a screen in the park, and the only times you can really tell that there's something off is that the dialogue is a little bit quieter. So like the times when we would just be blown away, Chad and I would just get up and like walk over and watch the actual performance, and then we'd get kicked out. I pretended I was deaf a couple times. The guy would he'd be sitting as close or standing as close as I am to you right now, Doug, saying like, "You can't stand there. Sir, you can't stand there." And I would just stare at the symphony, and he would get close enough, and I would just turn it over and kind of notice him and then point at my ear.
You actually pretended you were deaf.
I pretended I was, yeah.
Well, you were at a concert.
That guy was out to get me.
We were drunk.
We were really drunk.
So, yeah, so that was fun.
What, did he eventually, you think, found out that he...
Was Shelby drinking too?
I don't know, she's a light drinker. But we only got beer, I think. She might have had...
No, we had whiskey. We had a. We brought out. We brought a 710 mil Pepsi filled with.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pepsi.
Yeah. You know what the thing is too?
Well, I wish I was at this thing.
We were so concerned. We were so concerned that like we needed our tickets and our number and like proof that we had paid for them or whatever.
Didn't you say it was free?
No, it was like $20.
Yeah.
It was cheap, but like, and we get to this park, and we're walking in. They're like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like, "Oh, we." We're here for the show. Here's our confirmation number. They're just like looking down at a desk with no computer or no anything. And they're just like, they're like, okay. And then we're just like, we're trying to hide our booze. We heard from a cab driver, like, no, you can bring booze on there as long as you're like subtle. And we're trying to hide the booze. And like, we're sitting down. That's why we put it in Pepsi. We put it in a Pepsi bottle. And we sit down and there's just people with cases of beer. Like, oh, walking by us, setting us down. And we're like, oh my god. So Chad and I run out to the corner store and just get more beer and then watch Lord of the Rings at a park with a live symphony playing it to us.
Stop talking about it. Because I'm so mad I wasn't there.
God, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Can we go to another one?
We went swimming when we got back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah, just yeah.
Fucking backflipping and...
And then the Mexican...
Spilling water out of the pool.
The Mexican telling us we couldn't be there.
You're gonna be here!
You guys shouldn't be here, man. You shouldn't be here. We're like, okay. You shouldn't be here.
I wish you never came here. I wish none of this had happened.
Yeah. So, fun little trip to Chicago.
Yeah, back to games.
We're talking about games today on the show. We're talking about them because they're all we know. We hope you will join us. You'll be entertained. Because we fucking love video games.
So,
a new Charizard 3DS XL.
Oh my god, I want.
And guess what? Japan only. Those sons of bitches. They've yet to announce anything for the US.
Will you guys agree with me, but that by November 1st, nothing is going to be announced pre-holiday? Like,
what?
After November 1st, they're not announcing shit, right? So I think it's...
Dude. No. Black Friday. Black Friday, if something comes out before Black Friday.
Usually that's so soon, though. They like to give you a couple weeks.
When is that? November 11th or something?
I don't know what American shit is.
Close to my birthday.
Yeah. I got Friday reserved for Shelby's birthday.
Cool.
When's your birthday?
The 11th. But we...
Hey, when's your birthday? Is it the
17th?
The
17th, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
We all have to go to...
So it's a weekend later. I'm talking about...
Yeah, it's on a Saturday.
You're talking about Wii U?
It's on a Saturday. No, my birthday.
Oh.
When does Wii U come out?
The day 18th. After your birthday.
The 13th? The 18th.
Yeah. Don't have to wait in line for that.
Back to what I was saying, though.
We'll go partying all night. Wasted. Wii go U. Find the lions. We'll hunt the lions drunk. Sell them the...
Wii U's drunk.
Drink and sell.
Back to what I was saying, though. There's not going to be a cool 3DS XL color coming out this holiday season for North America.
There has to be. I believe something came out this week that the their sales were kind of waning. Like they weren't doing too well.
Yeah.
So something needs to come out. Like alongside Paper Mario. If Paper Mario releases a special edition 3DS XL,
oh, it's mine.
I'm buying two, and I will never open the other one. That Zelda, like, they came out with the one for Ocarina of Time, which was released a year and a half ago for 3DS. That's up to like $450.
It wasn't an XL though, was it?
No, it was like the first.
They've done that with every single Zelda game for handhelds, I think. Like, and even with the DSs, they shoot right up on eBay.
Yeah,
the gold
super collectible. Yeah, the Skyward Sword, when Skyward Sword was released last December,
came with the gold nunchuck.
Yeah, the gold, or no, the gold Motion Plus.
Oh yeah,
the Wii Motion Plus, right. And like a soundtrack CD. You can't find that anywhere. It was limited, and
that was the only Wii U limited game too.
How come we didn't go see?
And it's worth so much money on eBay.
How come we didn't go see the Zelda Symphony?
I don't know.
Just bad timing, I guess.
New Charizard 3DS XL limited Japan only. Yeah, will North America get a release? Time will tell.
Mario, it has to happen. That's a big release, and it's coming in November.
So I'm pretty sure IGN. You know, I'm so back and forth with this Wii U thing. Like, knowing if I'm... Why do you keep doing that?
It's tempting. I like it.
What? Touching it?
He keeps putting his pinky in the into the microphone. As if... I don't know.
Have some of this fucking goblin beer. It sucks ass.
You want some real shit?
Yeah. So,
Well, he gave me a spit ale.
This goblin
beer. Oh. That was totally wrong. How did you even open?
That's not how it opens.
Exactly how you just closed it. Reverse.
I don't even know how I did that. I swear to God.
You pulled the top. No, here.
I pulled the top?
No, wait. Like this. Just. You popped the bottom. There you go.
How do you open it?
Like that?
Isn't that how I did it?
You pulled the top.
This.
Well, okay. Well, what kind of like cap is that? I've seen that on like wine bottles and stuff before.
It's like a little decanter.
It's the goblin cap. If I see this, I think it's that beer with the goblin on the front.
Yes.
It's called Hobgoblin.
Oh, Hobgoblin, yeah. Okay, the Hobgoblin,
Oh, this is horrible.
It's so bad.
Hold on the top.
I can't leave it open. That was a feat, my friend.
I don't think I can do it again now that there's pressure. I was just like, I just ripped at it and it opened.
Am I supposed to drink this fucking How the fuck did you even do that?
Let me take a picture.
Are you sure I did that?
I gotta take another picture.
I don't know if you did do that. That's tough.
Alright, this has to be shown. Doug, okay, I'm taking a picture of it right now. Wait, let me take a picture of it without it. Doug saw this cap and then just pulled on the top of it as hard as he could. Alright, put your hands in there.
Let me try it again.
Hold on, wait.
Just white knuckled.
Aye. All right, so we got a couple Doug picks today.
I think I did decide, man.
I think you did too. From this, I don't know. Because we both picked up on it. That was really funny.
I think I did decide.
So, my
tastes like shit,
Wii U, though. My flip floppy Nintendo DS.
Sorry.
Jeez.
My apologies.
Apologies, Master.
Take a sip of the goblin.
Have a sip of the hobgoblin, aren't you?
Alright. Am I using the right fucking...
Composure. Composure.
Am I using the right
thing? Have a sip of the hobgoblin. Am I sipping the hobby? Am I sipping the hobby, Master Hobby?
Shit, what? That's only funny to us.
Am I sipping the hobby?
I'm a super hobby master hobby.
I'm a super hobby master hobby.
Are you talking about Wii U? Because I got something to bring up.
Yeah, I want to just get to the Twitter.
Bills, fuck you.
We, the we fuck you.
What the hell is it? The intermission. Oh, this is all of my...
I'm super the hobby, man. I was sipping a hobby, Master Hobby. What the fuck is it called anyway?
A real Hacker and Peshore?
Hacker and Peshore.
Oh, Hacker Shore.
Wheeze. Traditional wheat beer.
Hacker and Peshore.
Okay.
Hacker and fucking Croissant. Peshore? What does that say?
When your dad goes to the beer store or whatever...
My sister like, got me that last Christmas.
She got you this one bottle?
No, she got me a bunch of, like, weird beers.
Oh, okay.
That was probably the coolest present.
And you've kept it since then?
For this night.
That's super hobby.
Super hobby.
Master hobby.
All right. So...
Is everything going well? Where's it going? I'm sipping a hobby, Master Hobby. You get another hobby?
Hey, we have to make the fucking...
No, do you get a hobby?
Yeah.
Alright. The name for beer is now Hobby. I'm sipping a hobby.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like dead from laughing. Rubber Hobby.
Are we still on? We're still live?
Yeah, it's all good.
So anyway, you know, I'm trying to find reasons to get excited about Wii U because, you know, out of nowhere, we've got these pre-orders. So it's like I already own the thing. And I keep going back and forth on whether I'm going to actually keep one or not. And the lead editor for Nintendo on IGN, he tweeted on Tuesday... essentially, he was saying, I know it seems like things have been quiet on the Nintendo front, but they actually aren't. And then the next tweet was, looks like Wii U finally has its must-have game.
Wii U? Sorry. Wait, no. Yeah. We all know about that. I'm sorry.
Well, how do you know about that? Anyway, so let me finish. So, looks like Wii U might have its must-have game... you know, keep in touch for more news coming Thursday. So, like, my imagination's running away with me. Like, Wii U is 20 days from release, and they've got to have, you know, they've got to have some announcement or something like that. And that's what I was thinking. Like, I was going to get this on Thursday, this announcement of a new game or this must-have game. I didn't even want it for launch. I just wanted to know that it existed. And then Thursday comes along, and there's that Zombie U preview on IGN. And sure, it looks fine, but my problem is my imagination just goes crazy whenever I hear these like rumors or whatever.
Oh my god!
And then I get let down. And it's like that. I'm like, really? That was it? And Zombie U is looking better and better. It just comes down to we have to find those kiosks. I think they're at Target now. We have to find them
live.
Yeah,
you can play Wii U right now at Target.
I think so at Target.
We were just at Target.
We were at Target last week.
No, this is new. Like, they're just coming out. I gotta hold the thing. I don't know, man. You know what? I'm officially selling both.
Hands down?
Yeah.
What if it comes bundled with Retro Studio Star Fox?
That's what happened.
It's not gonna...
It comes out in 20 days. To think they're gonna announce
God damn it.
A new Zelda or something is like
nothing's gonna be
foolish.
Announced.
It doesn't matter.
Foolish.
Does it matter that they announce those games? I know they're gonna come. What does it matter if I?
But they're not out now, which is what matters.
Yeah,
but are you gonna care about them when they announce them? Like,
yes.
Skyward Sword was out for 2 years before you even played it, or how long? A year.
Yeah, but I don't like motion controls.
Okay.
Just happened to play it because my nephew had it.
Do you like face scanning whatever they're going to do with it? Controls?
Face scanning?
Who knows what the controls are going to be? They could be all motion. Like,
yeah, I guess what?
A Zelda game will come out.
Hopefully they move
that's
past
all the information
Wii
you have.
Yeah, but like I have a chance to make a profit and essentially get this thing for free. So I can't afford.
Or you have a chance to lose money. I was thinking of going in there and saying, put my pre-order towards a Lego Lord of the Rings.
What? I'm not going to lose money. At the very least, I'll get my money back.
Yeah, I guess there's the returns. I'm freaking out about it, man.
I was reading that in the UK, they're expecting less than 25,000 copies of Wii U to be shipped in Europe. Sorry, in all of Europe.
They're expecting less than 25,000 consoles? Less than 25,000,
yeah. There's like a huge shortage. So you think
these things are going to be hot?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be hot. They want to recreate what happened with Wii.
You think we got hotties?
I know we got hotties.
Mass Effect, the movie... Well, this is kind of halfway in between movie and game. But yeah. that got a writer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It did have a writer. The writer of Thor and I Am Legend.
Okay.
Two not very great.
What's this guy's name?
The guy that's on it right now is, I don't know, like Gerard Thioli or something.
What did he direct? Or write?
He didn't write anything. He wrote...
How do you spell it?
Hold on. I've got it open here. Morgan Davis Foyle.
Gerard Schorley.
They lost their old writer... and replaced by newcomer Morgan Davis Foyle. Foyle has never had a script produced.
Oh my god,
but
yeah.
Did serve as an assistant editor on the FX television show Rescue Me. So, there we go. That's what we can hope for from the Mass Effect movie.
Sorry, I was
just... Still doesn't have a director, actors. They've lost multiple writers.
Maybe he's got a good idea.
According to the report, producers at Legendary Entertainment were drawn to Foyle because he is a self-admitted Mass Effect fan.
I like it.
I like it, though, and I write shit. So, please consider me.
So he played it and they hired him?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I played Mass Effect 1.
Good for them.
They're saying the first movie is going to be based on the first game.
I heard it was not supposed to be...
It's gonna be shit. It's gonna be bad. Legendary Entertainment is quoted here as making.
Legendary is actually pretty big.
The Metal Gear movie. The
whoa! What am I thinking of?
What else am I seeing?
All those game movies that never come out.
Yeah, all those, like the Gears of War movie.
I have no interest in that.
Yeah. No.
Here's a funny little tidbit: is that this guy's not on IMDb at all.
Foyle?
Foyle is not on.
Are you spelling it right?
Hey,
because I'm not pronouncing it right.
I said Foyle. Hey, Doug. Before we cut off here, did you want to say anything about the Iron Man 3 trailer?
Oh shit!
I liked it. I don't know.
Kingsley.
So Mr. Actually, yeah, the Ben Kingsley voice is much like the Bane voice. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself a teacher.
I thought they made the trailer a lot like The Dark Knight too.
Yeah, it was cool. Did you watch the rewind? Did you watch the rewind trailer?
Yeah, I liked it. I watched the trailer like 10 times.
I consider myself super into it. A teacher.
Yeah, it's slightly enough. Like I bet they worked really hard on that voice. But seeing his house just explode like that and fall into the ocean was really great.
I want to download the suits that blowing that track. Up.
Do you know what Iron Man Extremis is?
No.
So the Extremis is like Stark has to undergo surgery to finally like stop the metal from going directly towards his heart, and there's like little microbes in his like in his body now, like little tiny machines,
like nanomachines kind of thing.
Yeah, nanomachines, and that's why he can like control the suit to like connect to himself, cool. And stuff like that.
Oh, so that's the transformation.
Why,
they're showing?
He's got sentient armor. So like there's Iron Men like running around
that he controls.
Yeah, so there's you can watch the Iron Man cartoon that's on Netflix. That's the Extremis.
Oh yeah,
Extremis.
Wow.
So
the other Iron Men that you see are
possibly just running,
just controlled.
Yeah, they're just
because it showed the surgery scene and everything. Like
yeah, that is so cool.
Well, I mean, like it could be his subconscious is turning on himself. Right, he says he has nightmares, so maybe like subconsciously he's controlling these other suits. The
you know, do scary things or whatever. I'm not quite sure, but you know, you quoted that you think it's going to be the best Marvel standalone movie.
I think so.
Yep.
I think to date it will be, and I think two's going to be. I like two. I mean, I'll say it again, but I think it is going to go down as the worst, obviously, and
three will be the except best. For Hulk.
Oh, I just meant the worst of the Iron Man. Yeah. Hulk is clearly the worst.
The worst Iron Man.
The worst Marvel movie.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was really cool, like, what you were saying about how they kind of got away from the Avengers with it, like, something happens, and then it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how it's I want to see what's going on with Stark Tower and stuff.
Well, I heard a rumor. I'm not sure exactly, you know, it is just a rumor, but the only explanation for him not getting help from his new friends, you know, his new super friends, is that it must all be happening at the same time. So, like, the new Thor movie, the new Captain America movie will also be running almost as if they're happening within the same couple of months. And then, you know, the next Avengers is obviously this cosmic threat. That's, you know, that Guardians of the Galaxy movie is coming out first. So I'm guessing we're going to get an introduction to what's headed Earth's way. But, like, the fact that they're, you know, they pulled off the Avengers movie and they're still continuing to run this story arc now is very exciting. Because we looked forward to Avengers for so long.
Yeah.
You know, since the first Iron Man movie. And then, you know, Samuel Jackson has the cameo at the after the credits.
It's crazy what's, like, even, like, from now, what's coming.
Yeah, just phase two. They're starting all over. We're doing it all over again.
Yeah.
Captain America, Iron Man, Thor. You know, the Hulk might get a TV show. S.H.I.E.L.D. getting a TV show. Now they've got another Guardians of the Galaxy movie and then another Avengers movie. Right? So, like, it's pretty cool. I hope they keep doing a good job and
they don't get lazy. Steady flow of cash coming in.
Fucking Superman.
I'm gonna see every one of those movies.
Superman, Justice League. We're at a, you know, we're spoiled.
Yeah.
A lot of our
really.
A lot of these movies, Hobbit.
Fuck.
Like, look at what we've been given.
Wow.
Give us your $10 and we'll change your lives.
I'm happy to pay for all of these movies.
Absolutely.
A movie is $10 and a game is fucking $80. And we talk about movies years and years down the line.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, they put millions and millions and millions of dollars and, like, we
Halo 4 is the most expensive game Microsoft has ever made.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, though, they pour so much into it, and then when we don't like it, shit.
Game sucks.
Which map shit. Somebody's job for 5 years was
the
to
multiplayer
make this game.
Sucks.
The level design sucks. The characters are bad.
Yeah.
Chad, you gotta agree though, that live action trailer, or what? Not the live action, the gameplay trailer was bitch.
Oh, Halo
bitch?
4 gameplay
for
trailer?
Halo 4?
They didn't really show much.
The beast on his helmet.
Press R
to get it off.
No
you.
Way.
Come on.
They're not gonna quick time Halo. If they quick time Halo, I quit completely. I'll smash my Xbox on video and I'll post it on the All Range mobile wall.
You know what I would love to see again? Is button mashing.
It hasn't gone away.
Just like A, and like just it shows the A button and an arrow down, an arrow down on the A button. You're just like, yeah. You're giving it your all. Like
it's in games. The last couple games I've played, it's been in.
What game?
Metal Gear 4.
That sucks.
That came out like 10 years ago.
Metal Gear 4.
I don't like those.
It came out 2009.
You don't like button mashing? 2009.
That's a while ago.
It's almost 3 years ago. 4 years
no
ago.
No way. 08. Or 07.
No, it didn't come out in 07.
Metal Gear 4?
Did it?
To the cloud!
I could use some button mashing in my life. That's all I'm saying.
What? I can't imagine new games don't...
They don't.
No, they do.
They do.
Well, mine is Shake the Wii Remote. What a fucking pain in the ass.
Shake the... Well, actually, the reason why Resident Evil 6 got a 4.5 was because of all the button mashing that you have to do, and the quick time events.
Oh God!
June 12th, 2008.
See,
no gear 4.
I don't know. Even that's not 2009. I felt like it was so long ago, wouldn't it?
I know. Hey, fuck. What were we even doing?
So the winner of our
musical episode, our Thanksgiving episode contest was Fawn of the Luca. Congratulations.
Get that ass to me.
So we'd love to have you on the next episode. I'll get in touch with you and we'll invite you out for pizza and beer like we promised. Thanks
if
for listening.
If you bring whiskey though, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, if you could bring a little bit of your
if
own.
You could buy it all, like, yeah, I totally owe you.
We'll have you out for pizza and beer as long as you pay for your share. You know, as long as you pay for a quarter. Yeah.
You did only get two, right? So
yeah,
you have to buy us all.
You have to pay for a third of your pizza and beer because you only got two of them, right? But congratulations. The first one was from Avatar. Jake's First Flight, was it called? The second was the Mass Effect 2 map screen. And the third one,
the world.
The third one that nobody was able to get correctly was from Braid, a must play. I'm going to need a full book report on Braid before you come onto the show. So download it and play it, or else the offer is invalid.
Fano's played it.
Just kidding, bruh.
Fano's played it. He's probably got 180. Like
I'm everyone. Excited to talk to Fano about Clone Wars. He's a big, big Star Wars fan, so Fano,
yeah.
I'm going to ask him some questions about that. Thanks for listening, dickheads!
Orange Man!